The following broadcast is a production of the Ministries of Marcus A. Kyler. We pray this message is both inspirational and transformational. For more information about Marcus, please visit marcusakyler.com. For more information about the communications consulting services he can provide for your ministry or nonprofit organization, please visit yourdigitalpastor.co. Thank you for listening. And be blessed. The YouVersion Bible verse of the day comes from Psalm 27, verse 14, from the New Revised Standard Version. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. I know other versions may say wait on the Lord. whether you're waiting for the Lord or you're waiting on him to answer, you know, you're waiting for the Lord to come. We're in a state of wait. We're in a state of waiting a lot when it comes to our relationship with God. And we're in that state of waiting because we want to do things on our own time and in our own way rather than submitting to God. It's like things have to happen. You know, negative things have to happen, or we have to end up, running into brick walls, or we have to end up, facing insurmountable obstacles. You know, not things that we're supposed to persevere through, but just getting to the end of your rope and realizing that, you know, what you're doing is not working. We have to get to those things to realize the fact that, you know, our plan is not the plan. Our plan is never the plan. And, you know, once we can, you know, once we can stop trying to negotiate, you know, our plans with God and, you know, just live, submit it. I mean, it's easier said than done, definitely, because, I don't know how many of you had that thing down pat, but I definitely do not. And I've been walking with the Lord for a quarter century now, and I still don't have that thing down. But, you know, once we, you know, get out of our minds that we're never going to be able to negotiate a plan, you know, with God, and that that we can get from God speaking to submission, you know, as soon as possible. If we can take the quickest route possible from, you know, hearing from God and then doing what God says, then, you know, the better our lives will be. So I just pray that we can all do that. And you know, the let your heart take courage. The thing about letting your heart take courage, when we're waiting on God is that, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to come to grips with the fact that, you know, when we're waiting on God, you know, and when God speaks, we might not necessarily get the answer that we think we want. And we're afraid about that. We're afraid of that. And we just need to not be afraid and just know that whatever God's plan is right for us. And we need to submit.